Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jummah Mubarak to everyone. Just a few announcements. As more and more restrictions are being lifted, we will continue to update everyone, inshallah. In the meantime, you must continue to follow all the guidelines that we've put in place in order to continue a smooth operation. This means no walk-ins for Jummah. Do not swap your registrations with family or friends. And we respectfully ask that if you are sure you're going to attend, then register. If you're not sure that you're going to attend, please leave the spots available for others. Register only for yourself and not on behalf of others. And do not register for spots in both prayers, please, inshallah. While you're at the masjid, please wear your masks and wear them properly. Make sure that they cover your face and keep them on while you're at the masjid the entire time, please. That means covering your nose and your mouth, inshallah. And each person should use their own prayer spots. Even if you're from the same family, we ask that you just respectfully use your own prayer spots and maintain this distance that we have today. And in regards to our upcoming programs, each Sunday we will continue to have programs with Sheikh Shahid on the fiqh classes and the fiqh of Salah, which begins at 10:45 a.m. And then you can join Dr. Siddiqui's tafsir program, which starts at 12 noon. Using the same link that's provided. And if you wish to volunteer for Ramadan with the programming, marketing, fundraising, logistics, there's many programs that we need volunteers for, please join our in-person meeting that's scheduled for March 21st at 10:30 a.m. The meeting will be held with precautions in place, so this will be an in-person meeting at the masjid on March 21st at 10:30 a.m. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check your weekly newsletters for any updates in regards to programming or anything else going on in the masjid. Inshallah, we'll be opening up the masjid soon for us to pray inside. But in the meantime, please be patient with us while we work through some of our logistics. Inshallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us again with another Friday where we are gathered here with our brothers and sisters to pray Jumu'ah, a blessing that we cannot forget, that we had so many weeks that we were not able to perform the Jumu'ah prayer together, and now Allah has brought us back to the masjid. Inshallah, we heard the announcement earlier that the masjid will be opening up soon. And so we should be thankful for these things. We should value these things now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with these. And right now in the month of Sha'ban, the month before Ramadan, many of us are thinking about Ramadan. We're starting to plan our Ramadan, maybe thinking about what we're going to do in Ramadan. And one of the first things that comes to our mind when we think of Ramadan is the Quran. We think of Ramadan when we think the month of the Quran, and rightfully so, that Ramadan is the month of the Quran, the month that the Quran was revealed in. And so when we start thinking about the Quran, maybe we start thinking about how much we're going to read, that we're going to read this much Quran daily, we're going to finish the Quran in Ramadan, we're going to maybe finish the Quran multiple times in Ramadan. We think about Taraweeh, we're going to go and listen to the Quran in Taraweeh, where we're going to go pray, how much we're going to pray. All of these things cross our minds, and these are all very good things. These are things that we should do. But we should also remember that the Quran is also a source of guidance. It should be our guide throughout life. It should be what guides us morally, ethically, spiritually, and is what we should turn to when we're in search of guidance. When we're in a situation we don't know how to handle it, we don't know how to deal with it, we should have a relationship with the Quran such that we can turn to the Quran for guidance. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried himself. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went about his life, to the point that one time Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, أنبئيني عن خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Sa'd ibn Hisham rahimahullah asked Aisha radiallahu anha, that tell me about the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the manners of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And she replied, أليس تقرأ القرآن, that don't you read the Quran? And Sa'd replied, of course. قال بلى, of course I read the Quran, right? And then Aisha radiallahu anha responded beautifully and said, قالت فإن خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان القرآن, that the character, the manners of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the Quran, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم embodied the good character of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embodied the things that the Quran told us to do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplified that perfectly. And the things that the Quran told us to stay away from, the bad things, the bad character the Quran told us not to do, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed away from those things in the best manner. And so when we approach the Quran, when we look at the Quran as a book of guidance, when you look at it as a source of learning good character, learning good manners, learning how to carry ourselves throughout our lives, then we can gain much more from it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life, throughout his teachings, he taught us the importance of good character, that he defined true righteousness as good character. He says that al-birru husnul khuluq, that true righteousness is good character. That when someone is truly righteous, when someone is has true piety, then that manifests itself in good character. And he says, and good character is so important, is so valuable, is such a good thing that, you know, sometimes you see a person and you think he's righteous because he's praying. Maybe he fasts regularly. He wakes up at night and prays. You see these things and you think someone's righteous. You think someone's pious. But the Prophet ﷺ reminds us that good character is just as important. That he tells us that, he says that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ أو كما قال. That a believer by means of his good character, through his good character, through being good to people, being kind to people, taking care of people, through this good character, a believer can reach the level of a person who fasts regularly, a person who prays a lot of voluntary prayers, a person who wakes up for tahajjud, the person that is praying all of these prayers, that a believer, someone who's just doing his basic obligations, he prays five times a day, he gives his zakah, he fasts in Ramadan, he goes for a hajj if he's capable of it. This person that's doing the basics but has good character, reaches the level of a person who's praying extra prayers, who's fasting extra, doing all of these things, just by the way he carries himself. That this is such a valuable thing, such an important thing. And so the Prophet ﷺ not only taught us that good character is important, but he exemplified it in his life. And one example of that goes back to the time when the Prophet ﷺ received the first revelation. That the Prophet ﷺ at that time, he received the first revelation. Jibreel alayhi salam came to him for the first time. He was confused. He didn't know what was going on. Jibreel alayhi salam comes with the first revelation. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. That Jibreel alayhi salam comes with this revelation, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in the cave of Hira. He leaves and he runs home to his wife, and his wife Khadija radiallahu anha comforts him. And how does Khadija radiallahu anha comfort him? She says that Allah will not forsake you, that don't worry, nothing bad is going to happen to you. Why? And then she describes the good character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the good things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do even before he was a prophet, that this is all the things he used to do before he even became a prophet. And these are things that we should listen to closely, and these are some things that maybe we can work on. There's a lot of good that we can do, a lot of good character and characteristics, but these are a few examples of what the Prophet ﷺ used to do, and some things maybe we can work on. So Khadija radiallahu anha comforts the Prophet ﷺ, saying that Allah will not forsake you. Wallahi innaka latasilur rahim, that by Allah, indeed you join family ties, that you those relatives, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles, all of these your relatives, our parents, our siblings, that we need to make sure we maintain these relationships, and we join these relationships, whether that's reciprocated or not, that whether they even if you try, they're pushing you away, whatever the case is, our job is to join family ties. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplified this. وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ, and you are truthful when you speak, that the Prophet ﷺ was known to be as-Sadiq al-Amin, that throughout Mecca, everyone knew that he was truthful. If he'd said something, they trusted it completely, that there was no doubt that it was the truth. And so the Prophet ﷺ was known for this. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. And he would help the poor and needy. He would help them in whatever they needed. He would watch out for them. He would give charity. He would do all of these things. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. And those that were in an extremely difficult situation, extremely poor, extremely needy, he would give them charity. He would support them. وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And he would be hospitable to his guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And he would aid in the causes of truth. That Khadija radiallahu anha described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way, that he had these good characteristics. He did these good things even before he was a prophet. And these are things that we can strive to do. These are good things that we can strive to build into our lives. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran and says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. He addresses the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and indeed you are on amazing character. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was our role model, our example of what it means to have good character. And he taught us that good character was a sign of perfection of faith, that he said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. That the most complete believer in faith is the best of them in good character. And so we should strive, we should work to build our character, and especially through the Qur'an, as we read the Qur'an, as we build our relationship with the Qur'an, coming up to Ramadan and in the month of Ramadan, use that as a means to build our character, to become better people, that when we come out of this Ramadan, that we've grown as people, we've become better people, we've grown in the way we carry ourselves, the way we interact with people. And some things that we can do is, one, when we read the Qur'an, read it looking for moral guidance. Read it looking for guidance, spiritual guidance, moral guidance, religious guidance, all forms of guidance. Read the Qur'an looking for that. And read the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one that Aisha radiallahu anha said, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. That his character was the Qur'an. And last but not least, make dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us beautiful character, to give us good character. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua for this. He would make a beautiful dua. He would say, Allahumma hdini li ahsani al-akhlaq la yahdi.